Now, later this month, a tranche of police documents from 1920, which detail the movements of Michael Collins, will go under the hammer in Belfast. They're among a number of lots being sold by Bloomfield Auctions. And we can talk now to Carl Bennett, Managing Director of Bloomfield Auctions. Carl, do you know how these documents relating to Michael Collins came to light?
They've been collected by a collector of Royal Ulster and Royal Irish Constabulary items. And unfortunately, that gentleman is now deceased and his family is now selling these as part of his estate.
And what do these documents say?
We have one document that mentions that should Michael Collins be seen in a certain district, you are to arrest this man. We have a separate piece of paper that mentions Michael Collins was heading north to stir up strife. We have a document that mentions De Valera accepting the Prime Minister's invitation and that he would be calling on his men to refrain from any further activities, as well as a host of other information at that particular time.
So they're intriguing documents in themselves, but presumably potentially quite significant in our understanding, our greater understanding of this period. Have you had a lot of interest from collectors and maybe from institutes as well?
There's been a huge amount of interest, Brian, and you're bang on right. It is a fascinating insight into exactly what was going on from sort of September 1923 until early 1922. It's interesting the intelligence that was able to be gathered at that time when you think there was no technology, how that intelligence has been gathered. So it is a fascinating insight almost 100 years ago to the day of what was happening at that particular time.
Well, we'll leave it there for now. Carl Bennett from Bloomfield Auctions in Belfast, thank you for that.